to be like him. Yes, Lord, search me, O God. Try me, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let the words of our mouth, let the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Thank you that whom you love, you chasten. Show to us, O Lord, things that perhaps we're unconscious of. Now put your finger, Lord, upon my heart. Lord, if there's anything displeasing to you, show that to us that it might depart, that we might come to the fountain filled with blood, that we would allow you to root out, O Lord, the things that are displeasing to thee. So wash me now without, within, and purge with fire, if that must be, no matter how, if only sin die out in me. Dear Lord, that we might perfect holiness in the fear of God. You're faithful to do it, Lord. You've begun a good work. Now, Lord, work on and finish that work to the praise and glory of your name. Lord, let there be victories won. The greater victories perhaps are inner, not outward, but in our own spirits. Let there be victories. Shoot the arrows. We bang them on the ground, Lord. If only sin die out in me. So deal with each one of us according to our need and make us clean. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 38 in the white book? 38 in the white book.
Lord, I would have thyself in all I do. may have somewhat of a schedule this morning, but really, this probably is the most important time where we respond to the wooing of the Holy Spirit. And I just think we ought to just take a moment right now to just bow our hearts before God. No matter how long we've been on the way, we need to have our hearts open to the moving of the Holy Spirit. Lord, is there something? Is there something that I've allowed in my heart that doesn't belong there? We want the victory, Lord. But we want to be right with you. That is the only way of victory. Now you just talk to God as He's talking to you. Lord, show me. Show me, Lord, that it may depart. Lord, I want to leave this place knowing there's nothing between my soul and the Savior. Brother Paul, please pray with us.
Dear Lord, we thank you for speaking to us, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that leads us to all truth. And we pray, O God, that we would bow low before you this morning and take to heart everything we've heard and take to heart your dealings with us.
Yes, Lord.
Oh Lord, we desire to be whiter than the
Spirit. Oh Lord. Jesus, Jesus.
We desire that there be nothing in us that does not please you, Lord. And we pray, oh God, that in this day you will come and speak to us amidst the festivities and everything that goes on, Lord. May we hear your voice.
Yes, Lord.
As it speaks to us and draws us closer to yourself. Oh Jesus, we desire again this morning give ourselves to you completely, holy, without reserve, Lord. And your Spirit can help us do this, help us to give up things that you may have put your finger on, or shown us that we need to change. Oh, Lord, we're thankful for your faithfulness in this way, too, that you continually speak to us and draw you unto yourself. And so we give ourselves to you again this morning, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Verse 3.
Trusting and living out God. cleanse from sin, Lord Jesus, thy risen life. Transform the old to new. I take my stand upon thy word of promise. Sin shall not have dominion over you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Our brother Paul prayed that we would remember and allow God to speak to us throughout this day. And one of the things I remember Brother Gordon often telling us, Brother Gordon Gardner, after a meeting, was, now don't leak out. You remember that? Don't leak out what God has put in. Let's not leak out because we forget, or we're maybe not conscious that He's still dealing with us. Let's walk carefully with Him today. We have a song yet that we'd like to sing, Group of the Men. But before we do that, I just thought it would be right for us to pray for those that are leaving us today. I don't know everyone who's leaving, but I do know that Brother Kenny and Brother Ernie and Brother John Prawer are returning back to their churches for Sunday. And I believe Sister Marie Hofflander and Sister Sue are going back to the Midwest. And is there anyone else that is leaving today? Oh, Sister Gerder.
I'm coming back.
You are? Oh, okay.
Someone's left.
Yeah, they were not here this morning. And Sister Lucy's leaving us.
Children? Kenny's coming with me.
Kenny?
Cordana?
We're going to miss Cordana's voice. She helped me, fourth period, with the singing. Anyone else that we want to? Well, let's just pray and commit these to God. We've had such a wonderful time together in His presence. And God goes with you as you go. May the blessing continue to flow in our churches tomorrow, let's believe, for a move of God in every church. Dear God, what do you want to do? Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Dad, would you pray for these that are leaving?
Thank you, Lord, for your working.
Yes.
The lights that you have strengthened.
Yes, Lord.
The way you have spoken.
Yes.
Lord, and you have given us grace to take heed. So help these who are leaving us to continue to seek your face.
Yes.
And stand in your will wherever you place them, that they may glorify thee, that many shall hear and turn to thee. Give them a safe journey.
Yes, Father.
You are with them.
Yes.
Bring them to their destinations.
Hallelujah.
Well, we just commit them all to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And to your further work. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The song we're going to sing, and if you're singing, why don't you just come? It's a song that Brother Gordon Gardner used to sing. And I never heard him sing it from the boat, but I understand he would go out off Watch Rock, and as the group was gathered there, he would sing, I'm a watchman in the night, I'm a keeper of the light. And so we want to just remind ourselves of the duty, the call that God has placed upon our lives, each one of us, to be a watchman for Him.
Sick that has made this duty mine.
Just remind you that there are these little articles, the message of Pentecost here. Maybe we should put them by the door so you can take one on your way out. But this morning, I understand there'll be a boat ride. Is that correct? Boat ride?
Susan was planning that. I think so, yes.
So if you're interested in going out on the big boat, that's the party boat, we call it. No, really. It's by the boathouse there. You can go down and talk to the storekeeper. And I know if there's an overwhelming response, we probably could go again this evening, and maybe that is the plan, Saturday night usually. So if you don't get on the first boat, there'll be a second boat. And praise God. Now, we also would like to meet at, is it 12:30 in the palace? 12:30 as usual for our time of celebration. And I had hoped to have a slide show of some old pictures. We're running into some technical difficulties, so if you could pray that we'll overcome those technical difficulties, like finding a power cord to the projector, that would be wonderful. Every other cord to connect it up except the power. Good object lesson, right? But let's just believe again, as we've heard, that God will be with us throughout this day, holding his hand over us, ministering to our hearts. It's been good to be in his presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's so nice to have Brother Yu with us from the Maryland Chinese Church. Come, Brother Yu, you want to dismiss us in prayer this morning? I invited him to sit in front, you know, and he said, you know, I like my seat in the back. It's comfortable. But now I've got you here.
Thank you.
Come pray with us, brother.
Yes, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the words you spoke this morning. They all entered into our hearts. We know it's from you, Lord. We want to respond with an answer to heaven back. Yes, by your grace, we will stand. We'll keep the boat. Lord, we thank you. You are in our midst. No matter what's going on, you never leave us alone. We thank you. You're so near, so precious. It grows every day so sweet. Oh, Lord, our heart drawn by you. We just want to love you, serve you, till the day we see you. By your grace, keep us true to the end. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.